اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. والله I've come again to your door asking for forgiveness. You have told me to come. I thank you so much for inviting me. I thank you so much for bringing me here, reminding me to speak to you, to ask you for forgiveness, to ask you to be with you, to be close to you. I thank you for letting me know that your creations in the material realm are the lowest of your blessings. Thank you for allowing me to be able to see beyond them. But I confess many times I get occupied by them. My mind is on them only. I forget about you. Despite all the times you have showed me your mercy, you've showed me what it means to speak to you. You gave me a flavor, a touch of it, but I still go and indulge in the dunya. I ask you to forgive me. I am weak. You have given me so much. But again, I come to you feeling at times that I don't have much. I don't realize that when you take blessings away from me, it's not that you're being unmerciful. It's that you're giving me a greater blessing. Ya Allah, ma nansakh min ayatin aw nunsaha na'ti bi khayrin minha aw mithlaha. You've said it in your Quran. I am so unthankful. I'm so disrespectful. I'm so unworthy of your kindness and mercy. You're always so kind. You've said, هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. You've consistently been merciful towards the believers. You gave me faith. Where would I be if you hadn't given me faith? I would be lost if you didn't give me love of Hussein. Where would I have it from? If you hadn't shown me the lady Fatima to Zahra and her love, where would I be? If you hadn't given me Ali, where would I be? It's all your mercy. It's all your blessings. And all I've done is be unthankful, ungrateful. I've come tonight to ask you to forgive me once again for my misconduct. I have brought the shufa'a you have given me. I come here asking the intercession of Imam al-Hujjah, the Imam of my time. I come here with the intercession of Fatima to Zahra. Ilahi al-Aaf. Ilahi al-Aaf. Ilahi al-Aaf. Inshallah, we get to correct our behavior with repentance, repeated tawbah, istighfar, remembering our wrongdoings, helps us be able to correct ourselves, inshallah. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. والحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره حمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيمة وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي، أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك، الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا، لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني وخير لي، لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا ربي إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك، كأن لي التطول عليك. فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك، مجري الفلك، مسخر الرياح، فالق الإصباح، يا الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه، وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق، باسط الرزق، فالق الإصباح، ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى، تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله، ولا شبيه يشاكله، ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزته الأعزاء، وتواضع لعظمته العظماء، فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديك، ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني، وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني، وبهجة منقة قد أراني، فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه، ولا يغلق بابه، ولا يرد سائله، ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين، وينجي الصالحين، ويرفع المستضعفين، ويضع المستكبرين، ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. والحمد لله قاصم الجبارين، مبير الظالمين، مدرك الهاربين، نكال الظالمين، صريخ المستصرخين، موضع حاجات الطالبين، معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها، وترجف الأرض وعمارها، وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا، وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق، ويرزق ولا يرزق، ويطعم ولا يطعم، ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى، وهو حي لا يموت، بيده الخير، وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك، وخيرتك من خلقك، وحافظ سرك، ومبلغ رسالاتك، أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم صل على علي أمير المؤمنين، ووصي رسول رب العالمين، عبدك ووليك، وأخي رسولك، وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين. وصل على سبطي الرحمن وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي. حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك. استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله. مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له. أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به وانصره نصرا عزيزا. وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المن به شعثنا واشعب به صدعنا وارتق به فتقنا وكثر به قلتنا وأعزز به ذلتنا وأغن به عائلنا واقض به عن مغرمنا واجبر به فقرنا وسد به خلتنا ويسر به عسرنا وبيض به وجوهنا وفك به أسرنا وأنجح به طلبتنا وأنجز به مواعيدنا واستجب به دعوتنا وأعطنا به سؤلنا وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين اشف به صدورنا وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا إله الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله وغيبة ولينا وكثرة عدونا وقلة عددنا وشدة الفتن بنا وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله وبضر تكشفه ونصر تعزه وسلطان حق تظهره ورحمة منك تجللنا وعافية منك تلبسنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's all recite a salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, tonight I'll say a few words in regards to an important occasion that's coming up, and it's been brought up, and I feel that it's something that needs to be mentioned a few times before it comes, especially since this year we have a different condition that we are in, and that is Yawmul Quds, the Day of Quds. Every year in the month of Ramadan, on the last Friday of this great month, as Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Muslimin, over 40 years ago, mandated us to come out and stand against the tyranny that we see by the name of the Zionist regime or the occupiers in Palestine. And therefore, it is necessary, it's an obligation, it's a wajib act for all of us to be involved in. This year, we have it slightly different. That doesn't mean we don't have it. People got fed up with the lockdown. of coronavirus and they were in the streets protesting. And what is that compared to the atrocities that are daily, the oppressions that are daily, the animosity against all people, and particularly against all Muslimin, that is daily, that comes from those occupiers, that comes from the Zionist regime, that comes from the global Zionist network, that oppresses people, Muslim and non-Muslim, throughout the globe, that oppresses and strips the rights from people, Muslim and non-Muslim. This fight against the Zionist regime, coming out and speaking against the Zionist regime, against Israel, as they call it, is not simply about a matter related to a small piece of land that is called Palestine, although that itself is very important. And that's where a very important part of the fight is. However, it's not limited to that. The Zionist regime is the cause of atrocities, oppressions, right here in the United States of America. More and more Americans are realizing this. They are being oppressed. The money that's supposed to be spent, the taxpayers' money, that is the money of the people in this country, is being used not for the benefit of this country and the people of this country, but rather it is used for the interests of the Zionists globally, and one of the places that is upholding and protecting and safeguarding the interests of the Zionists globally is this government called Israel. That's why all these governments in the West, all the puppets at the hands of the Zionists, are so particular, so sensitive about Zionists. You can say anything you want against the United States of America, inside the United States of America. If you want to burn a Israeli flag, which according to the constitution of this country is perfectly fine. I remember very clearly in Washington, D.C., in one of the Quds days, a brother had brought an Israeli flag for us to burn, to say we do not accept such an identity. This identity is a made up, it is a fake, a phony identity. There's no such a thing. That land is Palestine. We don't recognize this. He brought it to burn the flag before he could put it on fire. He was handcuffed by the police in D.C., in DuPont Circle. I remember very clearly in the 90s this happened. Well, according to the Constitution, there's nothing wrong with that. According to the laws of this country, there's nothing wrong with that. You can, and there are images, we haven't done that, but there are images that people in this country that don't believe in the federal government, they burn the American flag. Nobody has a problem with that. The Israeli flag is something that is protected in this country. In the capital of this country, a citizen of this country would be handcuffed because they want to do something that according to this law is permissible. But there are people that are controlling this government. All these governments in the West, these superpowers, so-called superpowers, are all puppets of the Zionist network. In Europe, they are puppets. People are at the mercy of the puppet masters, the Zionists. In Australia, they are. In China, they are. In all over the world, except those places that have broken free. And all I know, the only ones that I really know have broken free are the Islamic Republic and those who are connected to it. Everybody else, one way or another, is under the influence. Maybe some other Muslim countries as well, but those connected predominantly to the Islamic Republic, they have broken loose and broken free and liberated themselves, their minds, their hearts, their country, their resources from the influence of the Zionists. It is an obligation for people across the globe. Muslims, they understand their obligation as Muslims to Allah
This is an obligation. A divine leader, under the guidance of Islam, with the insight of Islam, Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, commanded us to go and stand in the face of the Zionists and tell them that you should not be, and we are against you, and we will take you down. All Muslims to come out there, Muslims understand this as an obligation. We should understand it, and a good number of us do, and inshallah more and more do understand that as well. But all people should. If anyone, if Americans, if British people, if the French people, if German people, if Scandinavian people, if African people, if Canadian people, if Mexican people, South American people, if they want freedom and to have control over their own resources and the liberty to make decisions for their own lives, their own countries, their own resources, they have got to join hands against this Zionist network that manifests, or the symbol of it is the Zionist state in the Middle East, as they call it. It is a responsibility, brothers and sisters, and we have come so far, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah, the blessing of Allah, the blood of the shuhada, the sacrifice of the shuhada. Israel that was one day constantly expanding, and the plans were to expand further and further and conquer and rule over directly from the Nile to the Euphrates. That was what their plan was, and they were moving in that direction the first few years with the backstabbing of some of the Arab and Muslim leaders, supposedly Muslim leaders. They made a lot of progress. Suddenly they had most of Palestine, a good amount of it. They got that internationally recognized according to themselves. They went into Lebanon. They took parts of Syria. They took part of Egypt. Then they gave it with the... Of course, it's funny because when they took the Sinai Desert or the Sinai Peninsula, when they took it, they gave it back to Egypt. But if you look at the deal they made, they took all of Egypt in order for the Egyptian government to say that the Sinai Peninsula is ours. But they had to give up all of Egypt. They did, unfortunately. They made a lot of progress during those times. And they were almost unstoppable until the voice of Imam Khomeini, as the leader of this movement, the voice of the believers who believed in Allah, who believed in the promises of Allah, saw the leadership of Imam Khomeini. They moved forward. They fought the Zionist regime. The Zionist regime had to leave Lebanon instead of expanding and started to shrink. And it's shrinking. It had to leave. Later, it had to leave Gaza. They occupied Gaza. They had settlements in Gaza. But because of the sacrifice of the Mujahideen of Hamas and Islamic Jihad and others in Gaza, the Zionists were forced to leave. It didn't come for free, but the fight of the believers in the way of Allah for the liberty of the masses, for the freedom of the masses, of the Palestinian people, of all the people in that region, because of their sacrifices, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the people, blessed those, and rewarded those efforts. The Zionist regime has got the weaponry, the support, the money, the political support, the political influence, everything you can imagine to use against a people that are besieged still in Gaza. And what the people of Gaza have is their own people. Stones they had one day only. They had their own handmade weapons that they could use only. And then besides that, the support of the Islamic Republic,
that has supplied them with rockets, with technology to build more advanced weaponry against the Zionist regime. The Islamic Republic that is sanctioned, that is trying to be killed, which of course, alhamdulillah, it's not happening, and it's going to grow stronger and stronger. But the only nation and the only people, the only government, not the only people, there's many people that support the Palestinian cause, but the only government that has supported the Palestinian cause wholeheartedly with everything that they have is the Islamic Republic. And they are proud, and we are proud, that this is reminding us of the great teachings and the great sunnah of the Prophet, the sunnah of the Ahlul Bayt, the sunnah of Amirul Mu'mineen, the words of Amirul Mu'mineen we're seeing now being implemented and manifested during this time by the believers over there, supporting each other. As the Prophet said in Hajjatul Wida, that you should all be one hand against the enemies of Islam. Unfortunately, the enemies of Islam have been able to divide us in so many different ways. They tell the Shia, don't support the Palestinians because they are Daesh, because they are Nasibi, because they are this, because they are that. And then they go to Sunnis, or they go to the Palestinians, they go to Hamas, and they tell them, you don't want Iran to support you. Iran is this, Iran is that, Iran is Shia, they're against you, they hate you. They're kafir, they're this, they're that. These are the words of the shaitan. It's beautiful to see believers seeing through this, both on the side of the Shia in the Islamic Republic, to see that these are the plots of the enemies. These are Muslimun that are being oppressed, that are being killed, that are being kicked out of and off of their own lands, out of their own homes. These are Muslimin that are calling for help, tortured daily in so many different ways. The Prophet said, if you hear the call of Ya Lal Muslimin, you don't respond to that. You're not of me. They see that the voices that say these are not people you want to support are the words of and the voice of shaitan. And it's amazing to see the believers who identify as Sunni, that when the Islamic Republic says we have something to offer, when the Shia say we support you, they don't say we don't want your support. You're not of us, we're not of you. They say, no, we are Muslimin, we are brothers. This is amazing, and we hope and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that. I wanted to emphasize, and these were just reminders, that nothing new was said, but unfortunately, all the falsehood that is being said and pumped and repeated so many times in the media, in so many different ways, in the ugly and disgusting silence of the voices of truth, or the silencing of the voices of truth, is such that it requires us to mention these known facts repeatedly, especially in the month of Ramadan. I feel that it's an obligation for all of us to work towards having a Yawm al-Quds this year that is even more effective than previous years. And if we think and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, He will assist us. And lastly, I will say that the move to liberate Palestine is part of the preparation for the coming of the Imam of our time. We cannot have Palestine occupied, the land of the Muslimun, occupied by Kuffar, ruled by the Kuffar, and us sit idly and do nothing about that, and then say we are preparing for the coming of the Imam. We are wanting the Imam of our time that will liberate the whole world of the rule of the Kuffar. Oh, if we are moving in that direction, we have got to liberate that land of the Muslimun from the rule of the Kuffar, the Zionists. And of course, as we said, the fight against the Zionists is fight against Kufr. The Kufr that is ruling this world today are the Zionists. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rids the world of this corrupt and bankrupt and deceiving, deceptive, aggressive culture and ideology of Zionism, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the rights of the Imam of our time to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask him to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests, those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. Ya Allah, we ask you by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, by the right of Babu al-Hawa'ij, Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, to relieve us and relieve the people of the world of the difficulties of this virus. Grant us and grant believers the cure that you have prepared for this illness so that the believers can share it with the world, inshallah. We ask Allah by the right of the Imam of our time that he relieves all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih, rahimallah man qara al-Fatiha ma'as-salawat. اللهم صل على